Slowly and relentlessly, the harvester cuts its way through the tangled undergrowth. The blackthorn in its path is a very resistant plant, growing up to 7 meters high. It won't let any other species grow in the vicinity, a source of huge frustration for farmers here. But this specially developed machine rips through the blackthorn, turning it into wood chips. Ohorongo Cement is a relatively small cement manufacturer here in the North Namibian bush, with 300 workers. But this process could give the company an edge over some of its competitors on the world market. Using the blackthorn pellets as biofuel, Ohorongo Cement meets 30% of its energy needs. The aim is to raise this figure to 80%. As it no longer has to rely on oil and coal imports, the company has been able to drastically reduce its energy costs, making a positive contribution to the environment at the same time. Company manager Gerhard Hirt is optimistic about the future.
In the long term, we will be very competitive. We have the technology and the raw materials to produce high-quality cement. We are able to do this at low cost, making use of alternative fuels. Having trained our staff ourselves, we are in a position to work really very well. All of these factors give us long-term advantages in the competitive market.
Gerhard Hirt comes from the German city of Ulm. His family firm, Schwenk Cement, has been in the cement business there for the last 160 years. Now he has invested 250 million euros in Namibia. As well as using the most up-to-date technology, he has chosen a logistically favourable location. From the factory here in the north of Namibia, his high-quality building material can be freighted to Botswana, Zimbabwe and Zambia. While Hirt is in his office poring over his balance sheets, 50-kilogram sacks of cement are coming off the conveyor belt. The factory produces around 600,000 tons of cement a year. Around 500,000 tons are sold to the booming Namibian building industry. The rest is exported. In terms of production volume, Ohorongo is just a small player. By comparison, the neighbouring country of South Africa produces around 16.5 million tonnes of cement every year. The aluminium machinery at the Ohorongo factory shines in the midday sun. Large industrial projects like this one, funded by foreign investors, are often met with scepticism from the locals. But most of the people of Otavi seem satisfied.
Ohorongo Cement Factory is a big investment, not only for the region but also for Namibia as a whole. It provides employment opportunities for the unemployed. Altogether, we are quite happy about a development of that caliber. Personally, I have trucks operating at the factory.
This mine, when it came here, it have upgraded our town. Many guys were in the street, now they are working, at least they are getting something. That is what we appreciate in our town. Also, they assisted the clinic with another ambulance. This highway is having many accidents, so this ambulance is helping the community and the other people around Otavi.
You are not recruiting many more Otavi, thus you are recruiting other people outside of country, but you have to recruit more local people.
Company manager Gerhard Hirt admits that many of the company's employees are from the bigger cities. He says it is hard to find workers with the right skills and qualifications in the north of the country. But he points out that the Ohorongo factory has created jobs not just for the 330 factory workers, but also with the subcontractors that wouldn't exist without it. Then there are companies operating canteens, producing work clothing and transporting the products. In an area where the unemployment rate is at 30%, the factory's management estimates that around 2,500 new jobs have been created. The development of Ohorongo Cement is a good indicator of the kind of difficulties facing companies operating in Africa. For example, the unpredictability of the market. Ohorongo was relying on Angola as an importer of their cement. But with the arrival of the Chinese in the region, the situation has changed, says Gerhard Hirt.
That turned out to be a mistake. Angola has closed its borders to cement imports from Namibia. They receive Chinese cement instead. It's unlikely anyone will be able to get around that.
During the development phase of the Ahorongo cement factory, the Namibian government approved a customs agreement protecting domestic industry, a policy called infant industry protection. But this didn't deter the Chinese firms, who continued to supply cement at premium prices without paying this tax. This has not yet gone through the Namibian courts. But the Chinese cement has already reached Namibia, to the frustration of Ahorongo manager Gerhard Hirt. His company has lost around 30 million euros.